trustee number 0405.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Stone. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based on the information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on November 16th, 2017. Do you remember that notification, sir?
What was the notification?
Well, that's the one that you signed saying that the hearing will be held today, sir.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, and on there it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore may we assume that you are representing yourself this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating on this panel, and they are to my extreme right, to your left, that is the Honorable Mr. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to me, on my right, your left, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. To my left, your right, that is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your counter chair this afternoon. There's one other person in the room, and that you ought to be able to see him there, and that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Stone and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you guard, or do you so affirm? Mr. Stone?
I do.
Mr. Osborne?
I do, sir.
Thank you. As indicated, sir, you have two allegations on your warrant, and I am going to read them, and would you tell me whether they are true or false? I'm also, although you don't have a DR or booking number, but I'm also going to give you the opportunity of saying that you plead the fifth. And the reason for that, I do take note that you did have contact with a police officer in the Stature, Arizona. Therefore, that's the reason I'm going to give you that option. Therefore, after I read this, you can say each one of them, it was true, false, or you plead the fifth. You don't want to talk about it. And the reason we give you the opportunity to plead the fifth is because if this has not been resolved, there's a possibility it's been resolved, but if it has not been resolved, then the prosecutor or the defense can request a copy of this recording. This hearing is being recorded. Do you understand, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to read the allegation now. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona condition number 5 as demonstrated by your engagement in assaultive behavior by breaking a chair on about August 4th, 2017 in Stature, Arizona. Sir, is that true, false, or do you plead the fifth?
It's true.
Okay, sir, we appreciate your honesty. The next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2. As demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about August 8, 2017, as verbally directed on July 11, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown unless you was instructed from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false, or do you plead the fifth? Okay, thank you so very much. Based upon the admission of Mr. Stone, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he's delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
By unanimous determination of the court, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision, sir. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. I know before we go any further, we want to get some background information on you, and then we're going to come back and talk with you, sir. And this information will be provided to us by Mr. Osborne, representing the Department of Correction. Mr. Osborne, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Stone was released from DOC custody on April 24th of 2017. He was arrested on October 14th of 2017 by the Graham County Sheriff's Office on his misconduct warrant status and was returned back to our custody on October 16th of 2017 with 67 abscond days with a community supervision end date of April 28th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months, and 2016, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. Said one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no STG or gang information noted. Has a minimal disciplinary history. Other arrests, 2008, theft, AZ felony conviction probation, and 2012, criminal damage, AZ fine. And he has a community risk score of G2, B3.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne. And now we're back to you, Mr. Stone. It seems that when you were released, you were to stay with your mother, Ms. Sharon Donahue, and that would have been in Clifton, Arizona. How long did you stay with your mother, sir, stay at that residence, sir?
I was there for about 3 months, sir. And then I had moved to Thatcher with my ex-wife. I talked to Raul Mazza there in the Grand County Parole Department, and he approved me to move to Thatcher. And then me and my ex-wife, we got into that fight. I had my daughter in after 6 years and not able to see my daughter. I had that in my life, and we got in that fight, and she took off. So I'm not gonna lie to you, I went and got high, and I got scared, and I escaped, so here I am.
So when you say she took off, that's your ex-wife, she took off, sir?
Yes, we had gotten back together after I'd gotten out of prison, and you know, I had my little baby girl that came in my life, and I was happy, and she just, we got in that fight, and she took off.
Did she take off with your daughter? What happened to your daughter after she took off, sir?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him to this day.
Oh, you haven't talked to him since then. I do understand. Okay, sir. While you were out, did you have any employment at all, sir?
I was working for a Johnny Chacon under the table there in Clifton, Arizona. We were building a Catholic monument on the side of this mountain. But it wasn't on the books, so no.
Okay. Now, did you have any UAs while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir.
And were they positive or negative, sir?
They were all negative.
They were all negative. Well, we commend you for that, sir. You showed that something, that you can do something good, sir. Also, I do take note that that you were released on the Senate Bill 1291 transition program. Did you complete that program, sir?
Yes, sir. I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. So you can do some good things. You just have to put your mind to it. I guess everything would have been perfect if it had not been for that fight. Everything would have been perfect if that had not happened. Am I correct, sir? You wouldn't have a problem at all. In fact, you wouldn't even be talking to us today, would you, if that fight had not taken place?
Yes, sir.
So have you been able, do you think that you, have you had any, and maybe it's on here, but have you had any anger management or anything? And the only reason I ask that is because, you know, you're, and I can understand in domestic situations that fights do take place, but have you had anything like that so that in the future you may not get involved in a fight or nothing of that nature? Have you done anything at all, sir?
Actually, right now, being in here, I'm taking this time to work on myself. I'm in a class called Reconstructive Thinking, and if I do get reinstated, I'm actually going to look forward to going to find counseling there at CCAP or somewhere in South Arizona at my own expense. I am looking, I'm in the AANA program here because I'm not going to lie to you, I've been trying to get sober for the last 5 years. I went to the adult rehabilitation here in Tucson, Arizona, and I was doing good for 22 months, and then I screwed up. And that's on the charge that I was here that I went to the rehab for. And I mean, I've been trying to get sober. It's just when something bad happens, I don't know who to turn to, and I go using drugs. And I need to not do that. So I've been trying to get a better way of thinking so I can come out with a better man.
So what kind of drugs have you been using, sir?
Methamphetamines.
How long have you been using meth, sir?
Since I was 10.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that you made any progress in ridding yourself of that habit, sir? I mean, this is not a a court of law, so we're not trying you. I'm just wondering if you think that you've been making some progress in getting rid of that habit, sir.
Yes, sir, I have. When I got out of it, I didn't even think about it. I was doing good, no dirty ways, nothing. And then my wife took my daughter, and I went back to using. I didn't turn to counseling or anything, you know, which I know my mistake. I realize my mistake.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you, Mr. Stone. Questions, board members? Other board members don't have any questions for you at this time, sir, but I do want to give you another opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision for today as it relates to you, sir, whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Just let it be in God's hands.
Okay, sir. Well, at this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet as the board will go into discussion, and the board will be back to you very shortly with its decision whether, as I've stated, to continue your own community supervision or to revoke your community supervision. This is a very unfortunate situation. A young gentleman, 30 years of age, had this situation involving his wife and child went back to so that they could get together, and then this fight ensued, and as a result of that, the wife just ran away, and he don't know what happened to his daughter as well. He admits himself that one way he dealt with the situation was that he did use some methamphetamine, which was very unfortunate. This is just an unfortunate situation that we're dealing with at this time. I think that he's getting ready to move forward as it relates to his drug habit, but he's just not there yet, in my opinion. That's just one board member's opinion, and I think that he really. And it's hard for me to say this, but I think it would be in his best interest just to complete his term and stay clean. And hopefully when he gets out, he'll have a program that he will move forward and not get involved in drugs or anything else that would be a setback to him. But I'm only speaking as one board member. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree, Dr. Wright. Plus, he wouldn't be able to have any contact with his wife, if we get into the
ex-wife,
if we got out because of the parole standards.
Okay. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Stone violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways in as much as he did use some illegal substances while he was out, and he did abscond for some 67 days. And he did have a fight involving his wife, which brought him in contact with law enforcement. In fact, in the sheriff's office there in Graham County, Arizona. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Sir. Agreed.
Agreed.
You know, it's the determination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be released on April 28th at next year. So you won't be on, you won't have to report to a parole officer. You will be on your own. But I would suggest to you very strongly that you take advantage of any programs that might be available there in Tucson, AANA, and I think you told me that you're already in another program at this time, and that you put together a plan that you can live by when you get out in April, and so that you can be successful and never return to DOC again. Thank you so much for your participation, and your hearing is over, sir. Thank you, sir.
You all have a good day.
And you too, sir. Thank you so much, sir.